This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. The strange disappearance and reappearance of highly classified hard drives at the Los Alamos laboratory has all the Cold War aspects of a Tom Clancy novel. But so far, it has defied rational explanation, which hasn't stopped the experts from trying to explain it. Wendy Vapors has been following the story, and she's in the studio now. Wendy?
Yes?
We have any idea what really happened?
Well, yes and no. That's why I had to do the story, Dale.
But there's no hard evidence yet of anything, is there?
No, actually, I do have something new and surprising, but they told me to save it for the end of the story.
They did?
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to tell you now?
Well, why don't you save it for the end, like they said, and start at some sort of beginning?
Okay. It all started when I found out there's a medical researcher who thinks the whole thing is the fault of mallards.
Ducks broke into the lab? Really?
No. Mallards is an acrimonial thing, you know. Bud Buck did a report on it months ago, remember?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't, do you? It's called, Male Attention Learning, Listening, and Retention Deficit Syndrome. See, each letter is an acrimony. So, I talked to Dr. Arnold Hoover, who's been studying mallards as part of his work as an internist at Stoic Guys Hospital.
When I read the details of what happened at Los Alamos, about the lost items, no one remembering where anything was or even how long it was missing, I realized this could be a case of mallards. It has very definite indicators. One, the victims are male. Two, they don't remember anything anyone says to them, particularly their wives. Three, they rarely remember what they've said or done themselves. And four, they're male.
But could the Los Alamos incident really be a simple case of someone having mallards? No one in an official capacity would comment for this story on tape, but I was able to talk with former lab employee, Lotta Rems, who confirmed for me that most employees in the secure documents office are candidates for the malady.
Yeah, sure, they're men, all men. You know, you get into a highly technical field like that, and it's men everywhere. Hire more women, I said, but their eyes kind of glazed over. They were forgetting what I said as soon as I said it.
So their memories were already gone?
Well, kinda, except the guys I knew could name every character who's ever appeared in any episode of Star Trek from the first time William Shatner took off his shirt all the way through Voyager. So, you know, they had memories, kinda, full of junk, but they had them.
Yes, this sounds like a classic mallard's profile.
Once again, Dr. Hoover of Stoic Guys Hospital.
A gentleman hears well. He is certainly able to process information. He may even be brilliant in one or more areas. But there are inexplicable gaps in retention. And I'm quite sure this had something to do with the security problem.
But Wendy, what real evidence does Dr. Hoover have?
I'm getting to that. Do you want me to tell you now? I'm supposed to save it for the end.
Oh, I thought we were coming to the end.
Nope. Still have a few more minutes, and we're supposed to make people listen as long as possible.
Well, I don't want to rush you.
Well, then why don't you ask me something like, Wendy?
Wendy?
Why is it so important to Dr. Hoover?
Why is this...
Good question! As it turns out, if mallards is thought to be responsible, the federal government could channel billions of dollars into Dr. Hoover's research. But first, he has to convince Congress, and that could be a tough sell with lawmakers like Loomis Beachley, who represents Minnesota's 9th District.
Memory thing that affects only men? Well, I suppose I could launch a congressional inquiry into that, but, we're mostly men here, so who would remember it? Well, it could save the government a lot of money if I told them we already did it, huh? Who's going to challenge me on that? Well, maybe we have done it already.
Gee, Wendy, it seems like in the absence of some kind of smoking gun, there can never be a sure connection between these security lapses and mallards, male attention, learning, listening, and retention deficit syndrome.
Did someone say smoking gun?
Yes.
Now it's time for my big scoop.
Finally.
Last week we were contacted by an amateur ham radio operator who made a tape of a cell phone conversation on the day they evacuated the labs for the wildfire there.
Let's listen.
Tell me we gotta get out of the building. The fire's getting closer.
Do you have your briefcase?
My what?
Your briefcase? With papers?
Oh, yeah, sure. I got a bunch of stuff. I've got some security stuff out of the safe, too. We can't let this stuff be lost.
You've got your briefcase?
My what?
Your briefcase with a medical claims form for your dad's colonoscopy. Remember you were gonna copy them?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. But I gotta get out of here. It's getting hot in here.
I'll talk to you on your way out, too. Remember to bring the cell phone.
Oh, the cell phone. My gosh, I left it.
No, Bob. Bob, you're holding the cell phone. You're using it to talk to me, right?
Right, sure.
Is the building on fire yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, good. So you're going to go by the copy machine?
Sure, here, yeah.
Right, and run a copy of that claims form?
Well, I'm not supposed to be
doing
it.
Bob!
What the flames?
How long can it take? I just need one copy for our files at home.
My arms are kind of full,
Mike. Bob, you said you'd do this. It's not my fault. You waited.
Well, okay. Where's the form?
In your briefcase. You did remember it, right?
My what?
Your briefcase, Bob. Bob?
Wow! So, you think this tape...
explains it all! Actually, Dr. Hoover figured it out.
The fellow put the hard drives on top of the copier. Mallards kicked in. He forgot what he was doing, so he lifted the lid to duplicate his medical insurance form, and down the hard drives went behind the machine, just like that. And then, of course, Mallards led him to forget he had ever had the hard drives in the first place. Simple, shocking, all too human, all too common, and certainly justification for millions of dollars in new medical research.
Wendy, this is just incredible. Finally, a story about espionage that turns out to be just an ordinary thing we are all familiar with, dumb old forgetfulness, and not a Tom Clancy novel at all.
No, but it's about as long as one.
Yes, it is. A thin story told slowly.
Thanks. I'm
Wendy Vapers.
And I'm
reporting.